This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
I'm not gonna say it. All right, what's gonna say it? But I wasn't gonna say
all right,
it.
You just did say it.
You
though.
Just said it. You said it. I didn't say
you,
it.
You literally just said, I'm not gonna say it. All right.
We are back with another recap. This is episode, one more time, Pete. What episode are we on?
I'm not sure. Was it six, seven?
Sorry.
We're on episode seven.
Episode seven.
It's getting down to it.
It's getting down to it. Boys are dropping like flies. All right, so let's go ahead and recap this. I'm not going to lie, guys. I missed a couple minutes of the first,
Day. So I missed the first date with Craig. So apparently there was a Seattle themed date.
Okay.
Katie's from Seattle. Makes sense.
I saw a little bit and looked like they was having a great date. He clearly got a group date rose. I mean, got a one-on-one rose. So it must've been a great.
How was the chemistry on his side?
I don't remember. I mean, everything, they looked like they were vibing. Again, guys, I apologize. We messed up that part with Greg. Looks like they were vibing. They had a good conversation. The only thing I saw and remember was that there was this unbelievable downpour of rain.
Very nice. No,
they're
notebook-ish.
In New Mexico, and there's just this downpour of this fake movie set rain. And I'm like, oh my gosh. It did look fun. They're like, you know, I think everyone dreams of kissing the other person in just a downpour of rain, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah, I don't think there's anything more romantic than that. So
yeah, movie set rain. That was definitely movie set rain for sure. I wonder how they did that. There's no way it was raining like that in New Mexico. There's no way.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that from a previous season, them kind of do that extravagant of a set. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So moving on then what we did catch was the four-on-one, the group date. They had the artistic.
That was pretty funny.
Expression date. I love how just like Katie, she, I mean, obviously it's very sexual themed art. Like she just doesn't stop with it, but that's so her. She's so like unapologetically herself. So you got to give her props.
They all suck at painting. They're all terrible.
Well, no, what's Justin actually, he had some skills.
These guys, that's cheating. Everyone else sucks. I was really disappointed, Andrew, with his painting skills.
What was that?
Something
a melon?
About sushi, and I don't know.
They were because they were food. I'm curious how much he's actually eaten with Katie because I never got to eat.
Yeah, but that was funny, and also like the Blake thing. The Blake, it was like I'm assuming sexual intercourse on the painting. They blurred out
the entire thing.
They blurred it out. Made me really want to see it after that, and. I don't know. That seemed like a fun group date. It was very easy, relaxed, fun.
Yeah.
Then the conversations came and she was like, it was one of those group dates where you could just see they're just, everyone is vibing. Everyone's having a good time. There wasn't really any drama. It was just everyone's vibing and really connecting.
It was the right final four in that date right there.
Correct.
Like she called it the core four. And that's cool. Like, I feel there's no villain. Kind of left right
no
now.
No villain, no more.
And
no
and I don't know if that's normal to have that late in the season.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. She's very lucky about that. I think that just helps definitely the love story. Hopefully that's going to, you know, come to all of us, for all of us to witness here at the end. So I definitely agree. Yeah. It's, you can tell she's vibing. She's feeling it.
It's hard to tell. You had no idea who was going to get the group date rose out of that date.
Yeah.
But Michael, mm-hmm. He got it. And, you know, we all love Michael. He's doing great. I don't know if I see them together.
I don't see them together.
Personally, I don't think I see them together. But, you know, I'm a big fan of Michael.
Yeah.
I'll say that about really? That.
Honestly, I only see one. Like now that, and we're going to talk more on this because yeah. I think it was probably the most beautiful / sad / you know, emotional part of the season so far with Andrew. But I don't see anyone besides Blake now.
Yeah.
I think you truly see compatible with her.
They are just vibing. They have that comfortability. They're just comfortable with each other now. We all know that. We all see that. If you haven't seen it, you will see it. I will. Let's talk about the group date with the Virgin. What's his name?
Or the one-on-one with Mike.
One-on-one with Mike. I knew this was going to happen. It was actually, that was funny. It was a cuddling session. They had like a cuddle therapist. And I
didn't know that even existed.
I didn't know either. But some of these cuddle positions look actually like really good. I was like, wow, I kind of want to do that. I'm trying to.
if you could pick one cuddle position, what would be your go-to cuddle
position? It was the one they first did. Oh, what they did or just me in person, like me in general?
In general, yeah, yeah.
I like to be the big spoon, but a lot of times, guys, I like to be the little spoon.
It is fun as a guy to be the little spoon sometimes. I
like to be the big spoon. You know, it's like the little spoon, I mean.
No, little spoon, big, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, you're the big spoon, you know, and that's great. I like that. And then like your shoulder starts to get a little numb. You have your arm under them and it's just like.
I hate that when you start to fall asleep and it just is like, I don't want to move now because we're comfortable, but my arm is falling asleep.
Let me say this right now. For any of the girls listening right now, if the man is big spooning you and he turns over, it definitely means his arm is dead. It's numb. He's going to move over. He's got you. And if you turn over with him and hold him, if you big spoon him, you get major brownie points. He is going to appreciate it.
You have mastered the art of cuddling at that point.
Don't be selfish. Don't be selfish and just be
a little
spoon.
Give and take goes a long way. But I would say with Mike. Yeah, I think we all saw it coming. He seems like a great guy. Super nice guy.
Super nice.
Definitely
guy.
not Katie's match. But there was definitely a great mutual respect there between the two of them. That was good to see. And he's going to be all right. He's going to find someone that, you know, they both deserve each other and are going to give each other a very...
Hopefully you find someone to...
that too. That'll come. He's waited long enough. He's not going to rush that for sure. So okay. Good for him. He's a good dude.
Okay.
And then moving on.
I would say the grand finale of...
The rose ceremony.
Like this was like... Yeah. The rose ceremony. Man.
It hit deep.
You know, guys, you guys know, Andrew's my boy. And it's like, he didn't get the rose. Justin got the rose. And just seeing him so, because I've never seen Andrew like that emotional. And I've never seen him, honestly, I've never seen him so into a woman before. I haven't seen it. You know, he's just so like playful. He flirts with girls. And like, I just haven't seen him that engaged with someone that he truly likes. And you can see it on his face. He was so passionate and so like emotional. He was holding back on tears. And man, it made me want to cry again. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I could take this. This is like really deep and hard to take.
That right there is why you watch the show.
Yeah.
That right there, that feeling that you felt vicariously through the two of them, even during a sad, you know, moment, very sad moment. That kind of feeling is why you watch the show. And obviously there's always the drama. There's always the stupid stuff that goes on in the show. But that right there is why I believe that anybody that's part of Bachelor Nation truly enjoys the show. And it was just it was very raw. It was very real. If Andrew is not the Bachelor, something's wrong.
That was like a 20-minute long session of just her and Andrew, like through the breakup process.
And just how he responded too at the end. I mean, it was very sweet of him what he did with the note. Obviously, you know, it got Katie emotional again. And I honestly didn't think that he was going to say
So wait. You're jumping too quick because maybe someone not listening. So Andrew got eliminated or didn't get the rose.
Right.
They had a chat. They had a talk. Andrew gets sent home. The next following
right,
day.
Right. The next day he comes.
Katie gets a knock on the door and it's Andrew. And he's in a better mood. She's in a better mood. It, a lot of time I think that's healthy. You know, you kind of go through those down. You get that's like your, what's the word I'm looking for, Pete?
No, you get closure for yourself a little bit.
That's your closure. Like, that's the closure you need.
I remember when I got broken up with, like you're in an emotional, just like state where you're not thinking clearly. Your mental headspace is not in the right place. So I liked having that opportunity to come back and see her, you know, after a night to think on it. It's true. It's so great. To people that care so much about each other, it's great to not have the last time you see each other in tears. And like he said, leave with a smile.
Yeah. It was great closure. It was perfect.
Great closure.
They were in better moods. It was still very highly emotional, guys.
Yeah.
So as they're leaving, Andrew has a note that he gives Katie. Tells her to read it when he's gone. And it said something about, I'll always wait for you or something.
If you change your mind, I'll be waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she just breaks down right away from that. And shit, I did
chases
too.
Him.
I
was like,
right in the feels, Pete.
It was really good TV. Really, really good
TV. That was good TV. Guys, that was good reality TV right there. That's what that's what you want to see.
And then chases him down. And
it was like a movie.
And then, yeah, and then he looked that dramatic look back. Like the camera
he
had it
so
right on his face. And
yeah,
he's like,
he was
what?
Like, yeah. Oh, man. And she ran. They had another emotional...
But that's what I was talking about. I didn't think that I didn't think he would actually, if she did ask him back, which she did, she gave him the option. I thought he would probably say yes, but
I think that's
totally
good.
Respect
I think
his decision.
I think that's good. He left. I think that was best. You know, maybe, you never know. Maybe in the future, things don't, you know.
I could totally see that line. That's going to be used in his promo, you know, as it's advertising for his next season. Like, I want someone to choose me. You know, and be chosen first.
Yeah.
That's the setup that I see happening here. So
I think Andrew Spencer might be the Bachelor, you guys.
I think so. And I'm all for it. I am all for it.
I mean, that was man.
Let's just give that one a clap for sure.
That was great. Yeah, I don't even know what to say after that, guys.
Yeah.
That was,
no, it was
emotional.
Emotional episode. I think for sure now it's a runaway with Blake, but you never know because that little teaser with Katie, you know, she's like something about, I think I just let the guy go or whatnot.
Yeah.
Who knows what that's about, but.
Oh, before we wrap up, what about the guy that no one knows? He got that time. He showed up at the door, put the chapstick on.
Oh, is it Brandon?
Is that his name? Brandon?
Brandon, yeah.
I think so. He knocks on the door and puts on chapstick, gets it. This guy had no airtime, but, well, never mind. And nothing really happened. He just said,
"What are you going with that?
Huh?
Where are you going with that?"
I don't know. I might be a little jealous. This guy got more airtime than me. I don't know.
Dusty.
Oh, I don't know where I was going with it, guys. Anyways, good episode. Make sure you guys check it out. I think you guys are really like it. If you haven't watched it, I think you're really going to enjoy it. If you did, we'd love to hear your thoughts on it.
It's coming down to it. Here's to more. I hope we continue to get more of these moments, like the Andrew moments. And I think we will.
Yeah.
I really think Katie's doing a great job. It's getting obviously very real for her. But yeah, I'm excited to see how this all unravels and continues to play out. So
who we like? You said you think Blake's number one right now.
I think it's, yeah.
Do you want Blake to win?
I do. I like Blake a lot.
Okay. Yeah. I think he's a good guy too.
I think they're extremely compatible. I think they, you know, obviously they're very comfortable with each other. Lifestyles, they just seem like they fit. She seems obviously very in him and he seems very in her. And so I think they'd be really good together.
How many, we got five guys now or four?
Four left. So going to hometowns.
These guys do hometowns. Predictions on who's going home?
I think.
One's going home, right?
After hometowns, one will go home. So I think...
I think Michael's going to go home.
Yeah.
I think after she goes and meets the family and I think that's going to be...
Because he's probably going to bring his son, obviously. And I don't necessarily see it so much with them. And I don't think that she would continue to progress that and now bring this, you know, his son into it even more.
Yeah.
because it's not there with him like it is with Blake. So I'd predict probably Michael goes home next, and then yeah, and then Justin, and then I would say top two would be now that Andrew's gone, I would say Blake and then Greg.
Yep, I agree. Let us know, guys, what you think. Who's your top picks? Who you think is going to go home next week? We'd love to hear it. And let's speak on.
Awesome, guys. Bachelors in the City is hosted by me, Peter Weber.
And me, Dustin Kendrick. This podcast is produced by Red Rock Music and powered by Acast.
Our producer is Red Yoakum and our associate producer is Emma Martins.
Be sure to like and subscribe wherever you listen to the podcast.
New episodes every Wednesday.
Send your voice memos to btc@redrockmusic.com. That's btc@redrockmusic.com for your chance to be featured on the show.
And of course, follow us on Instagram at Bachelors in the City Podcasts.
See you next week. Thanks for listening and sign up for our membership program to become an honorary third roommate.
Join now for $3 per month and enjoy the episodes ad-free.
Click the link in the episode description so you can move in.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.